I'm Josh Green. This is SEO in 2024, Additional Insights.
Josh, what's your additional insight for SEO in 2024?
With the incredibly quick adoption of AI-driven results in search engine results, it's more important than ever for people to take a look at how they're showing up in Wikipedia because of the huge influence that it's having on the results that people are seeing today.
So we were talking about this subject beforehand, and you also mentioned Wikidata. So is Wikidata something that supplies Wikipedia, or is it something a little bit different?
Yeah, it's one of the many Wikimedia properties, but it's a foundation for a lot of information that shows up in Wikipedia. For example, Wikidata is designed to be just definitive facts. Maybe it's the earnings for a company in 2023, or the official name of a product, or the location of a building. That gets syndicated essentially across all sorts of interesting places. And given all the different approaches all the LLMs are taking towards when they're getting data, what the cutoffs are, it's really important. And that's pretty insightful in that you need to look at that and make sure all that information is accurate, because AI makes things a little less transparent than search results in terms of where the information's coming from. So it's important to sort of backtrack a little bit and reverse engineer where some of these things that you're seeing in results are coming from.
And is it true that a brand should be updating and editing their own Wikidata?
Their data should be updated. There are a variety of different ways to do that. And the Wikimedia community is a little bit tricky in terms of that. The short answer is yes. The mechanics of it can vary by company to company, depending on their individual situation. But in general, yes, you very much want to make sure that that has the most accurate and up-to-date information possible.
Got you. Okay, because I was thinking that perhaps a brand could update their own Wikidata, but their own Wikipedia page, perhaps not so much.
Yeah, it tends to work the same way, but there's a pretty robust mechanism for providing feedback if you're a brand to say, hey, this information needs to be updated. Here's the latest and greatest. So that's usually the path brands will go down, just because if they're updating data, that tends to be much less controversial than things that are more opinion-based.
So how does Wikipedia and Wikidata impact search results?
Because they are copyright-free, essentially, they have a Creative Commons license, they can be used a lot more freely than other information. So when you see OpenAI paying a large amount of money to use Reddit content to train models, they don't have the same restrictions with Wikipedia. So you're seeing it being used in more and more places because it is one of the biggest sources of information out there, and it doesn't have a lot of restrictions that other communities might have. So you're seeing it pop up in very non-intuitive ways where, you know, TikTok, for example, relies on Wikipedia data in some circumstances to define things.
Okay, so it's not just Google. As a bystander, I was thinking that perhaps Wikipedia was becoming slightly less important, because when you search for something nowadays, I think it feels to me that you're slightly less likely to see a Wikipedia result straight away. Google obviously have established a partnership with Reddit, and they're trying to bring in other sources of data providers. Is that fair presumption, a fair analysis?
Yeah, I would say that's fair. I would say I'm intuitively sort of feeling the same thing, that there's a little bit less high profile visibility for Wikipedia. I would guess if anyone had a way of measuring it. However, that lessening of visibility is probably offset by the fact those Wikipedia pieces of information are now showing up in, you know, Google's SGE or other places. And I also think this, you know, sort of the Reddit bump may not have as much in the way of legs, given I think also people are observing that the search experience is maybe not great if you're getting just Reddit results. I think the original idea made sense. Let's get some first person experiences in. But if you're getting a Reddit thread from a decade ago, or even this week, a coupon code from 3 years ago, that's not really a great search experience. Although you can argue it does meet the criteria of you know, a first person experience. So I think there's a lot of upheaval going on, and it'll be interesting 6 months from now to see which of those things have sort of stuck and which haven't.
Absolutely. And perhaps it's just the case that Google is actually using Wikipedia, Wikidata just as much, but they're not giving them as much credit as they used to.
I think that's probably accurate. We're going to see that, you know, continue evolving. I think Google has a lot more pressure on it at the moment than it's had at any time in the last decade. So how that manifests itself in terms of what it's serving and results is going to be fascinating.
So you touched upon SGE there. How does the new AI world use Wikipedia and Wikidata?
It seems to be a frequently cited source in terms of helping generate those answers, either when the SGE results are actually citing their sources, or we've done a number of audits and you're seeing that that information is being pulled from Wikipedia or being synthesized based on Wikipedia, whether or not there's actually credit given sometimes. And I think that's because there's sort of a feeling that Wikipedia can be a source of truth for all of these engines. If you're training them, you can sort of make an assumption that the reliability on Wikipedia is very high, and you know, other sources, it's I think much more challenging to determine that if you're trying to program something on the back end.
I guess it's quite tough to find a competing source of data or a competitor to Wikipedia in order for Google to, I guess, provide an alternative answer to its users.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason Wikipedia has you know, made it 20 years is because it's sort of occupies this unique niche. And, you know, I think that's going to be increasingly important if you were just thinking about what do I do to train my LLM. Sure, I can feed Reddit into it, but there's going to be a certain amount of garbage, which is going to increase over time as people realize the influence Reddit's having, you know, versus Wikipedia has a pretty good filtering mechanism for filtering out marketing spams. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what sources become really reliable for these SGEs. And also, I think you're going to start to see pushback. I mean, you're already seeing it with Reddit, where Reddit went from this sort of really cool, quirky community where you could get firsthand information to they've probably gotten more negative press in the last 6 months than they've had in a long time just because of the Google thing, right? There's always been a certain amount of crap on Reddit, which didn't really matter. No one was searching 10-year-old Reddit threads for the most part. That's not how people used it. But now that they're showing up in Google, I think it's sort of, you know, on the edges hurting Reddit's brand. So we're going to see a lot of evolution, I suspect.
So I'm based in the UK and I'm not actively using SGE at the moment because of that. You're based in the States, so you probably have more active experience of seeing SGE results. Do you have any opinion on whether or not users are tending to focus on that singular result and take that result as the definitive answer for the query that they're searching for?
I think it's like a lot of other searches where if you're looking for a quick answer, it's helpful. Like a lot of the things where Google had zero click results, like if I'm looking for the score of a ball game or the weather tomorrow, an SGE answer would be just fine for me. I think there people still have the tendency to keep scrolling. There's not quite that trust level yet, especially people who aren't enmeshed in it on a day-to-day basis. Like if I think that my parents are probably scrolling past it, going right to the traditional results, unless it's something like, there's some cases where it's helpful. I think you're trying to shift really almost a quarter century of search behavior at the moment. So it can be done, but I think it's going to be a more gradual process.
So, it's crazy you saying quarter century. Right? I mean, I remember 1999 Google just becoming the preeminent search engine at the time, and other search engines like Ask and AltaVista beforehand as well. But here we are a quarter of a century later, as you reminded me. But I mean, in terms of the fields, the data that you should be optimizing Wikidata and Wikipedia for, are there any elements that you're seeing brands particularly missing out on and not optimizing for? And if they did that, it would be a wonderful opportunity.
I am. I'd say that two things that are most common, the obvious one for brands is lots of facts and figures about their company are just several years out of date for whatever reason. Maybe it's employees or revenue is from 2021, which just looks floppy. It doesn't probably have a material impact on things. The other thing that does is oftentimes lists of products or product features, if they're out there and are 2 or 3 years out of date, that's going to hurt because that's something that people are just going to say, oh, it doesn't have this feature, or they only have a few products in this area. And, you know, if it's not out there, that's one thing. If it's just flat out wrong or outdated, but it's being presented as if it's new, I think that's going to have a negative impact. If you're, you know, a software company, where your product was 2 or 3 years ago is not going to be representative of how it's evolved. So if people are just looking at unattributed details that are actually 2 or 3 years out of date, that's, I think, going to be a negative impact and something that people are going to want to keep an eye on.
So is once a year enough for a brand to regularly review these listings?
I'd probably say quarterly or twice a year. It's not a huge lift unless you're just an absolutely giant company. You can really just go through a few of the different search engines and a few of the different LLM models and just see if there's anything glaring that stands out to you. You know, in the SEO space, you're probably very aware of what you're trying to highlight. You probably spend a lot of time researching what people are looking for information about. So it's sort of trying to reverse engineer that and just make sure the information's up to date.
Yeah, that's a great tip. So essentially, you should be, an SEO should be searching LLMs for the types of questions that relate to their brand. So how people perceive their brand, what products and services are offered by their brands, and questions like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are there any other wiki sites that SEO should be aware of that should be optimized, or is Wikidata, Wikipedia just the Goliath in the room?
I would definitely say the Goliath. There's many, many different languages. So depending on how international your company is, you probably want to look across all of those to see what's showing up. They often are less frequently updated. And while the English language Wikipedia is definitely the Goliath, if you're operating in other countries, it's also good to have maybe a native speaker look at those pages and see if they differ materially. Some are very well done and updated, others are very loosey-goosey, so it's definitely worth checking.
And does this relate to schema as well? Because obviously one source of a search engine understanding and getting data about a brand is Wikipedia, but another source is a search engine crawling your own site, and schema can help search engines understand that. I mean, do you somehow link what's happening with the markup schema code on your site with what's happening on Wikipedia?
The more you have your information well organized and have schema set up, the more beneficial it's going to be in a lot of different ways, especially since some Wikipedia editors are just going to look at your site for the source of truth. And if you've got the schema there, all of the various tools and crawlers are going to make it a whole lot easier by having organized information. So it sort of goes hand in hand that having that will make life considerably easier in a variety of ways.
So you've shared what SEO should be doing in 2024. Now let's talk about what SEO shouldn't be doing. So what's something that's seductive in terms of time, but ultimately counterproductive? What's something that SEO shouldn't be doing in 2024?
Yeah, I'm personally guilty of it, constantly checking results from things you're doing. So are the search rankings changing? Have favorite queries changed? Focusing on the process and not necessarily the output can save a lot of time that's not really doing anything productive beyond looking for a small dopamine hit of a change you may have made.
We've all been there looking at our stats and willing them to move just by looking at them.
Yes, yes.
I mean, is there a time period that's acceptable to go on looking at stats for?
In my case, it's generally been less, just doing it less than I'm currently doing it. You know, some things you do need to check frequently, but do I get a gold star for something moving is something you could probably do a lot less frequently. I know I certainly can.
Josh Green is CEO of The Mather Group, and you can find him over at themathergroupllc.com. Josh, thanks so much for adding your additional insight to SEO in 2024.
Thanks for having me on, David.
I've been your host, David Bain. You've been listening to an episode of SEO in 2024 Additional Insights, a majestic series that complements the original SEO in 2024 podcast, video series, and book. Find out more at SEOin2024.com.